Hello everybody. Today I want to talk to you about prayer. Many Christians have a difficult time developing a strong prayer life in their walk with God. But today I want to stress the urgency for prayer for all of us who walk with Jesus. Others have said that sometimes people pray more when things are a struggle. They find it easier to call out to God in the struggles of life than they do when things are going well. Well, if that's the case, then we really should be a praying people right now. But this prayer thing, what's it all about? Well, the concept of prayer is fairly simple. It's talking to God. If you're struggling with your prayer life, I want to encourage you that not only does God, of course, hear your prayers, but I also want to give you a few pointers about what prayer is and what it isn't that I hope that might be of some use to you. Somebody said to me recently, I'm in a bit of a mess. I need to sort myself out a bit. Then I can talk to God again. Can I tell you, that person got it the wrong way round. Pray anyway. Pray especially when you feel like you need a bit of sorting out. God will help you with the sorting out. Just pray and bring him all that you are and everything that you're feeling. Secondly, I said a couple of weeks ago that nothing about who we are or what we do surprises God. He knows us completely. He knows everything about us. There's nothing that is hidden from him. So don't worry about what he'll think about you if you bring all your rubbish to him in prayer. He already knows. Then there's the hows and the whats of prayer. Hear these. You don't need to pray in a specific way, nor do you need to use holy words or great big long words, nor do you need to keep repeating certain religious phrases or old-fashioned words. Nor do you have to pray in any specific place. Wherever and whenever you can find the time to spend quality time with God is holy ground. Next, please don't think that you have to have somebody else come and pray for you. No one is more important to God than you are. Your prayers matter. You don't have to pray a great long prayer either. The prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, is itself a relatively short prayer. And finally, please don't think that you need to craft the most beautiful prayer. Just speak from your heart. That's what God really wants from you. As I said a few minutes ago, God knows anyway. Actually, when you think about it, there's no such thing as a perfect prayer, is there? Because we're not a perfect people. The important thing is that each one of us should take time to pray. And I have to say, this is especially true at this time. The ongoing pandemic, second lockdowns, concerns about Christmas and what's going to be going on next year, all these things mean that now, perhaps more than ever, is a time for prayer. It's a time for God's people to seek his face. It's a time for us to really pour out our hearts to God, praying as he leads us, praying in the Spirit, praying, praying, praying. So if now is the time we should be praying more than ever, let's spend a few minutes looking at what the Bible has to say to us about prayer. We'll begin with one of the most familiar prayers in the Bible, the model prayer, the prayer that Jesus gave to the disciples and therefore to us as well. The Lord's Prayer. The reading for this morning is from Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 9 to 13 right now. These verses say this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know, this prayer is a really precious prayer because it is a prayer that Jesus himself taught us. This prayer teaches us about our daily prayer life because it teaches us how to pray. When we say this prayer, alone or together, we join with Jesus in the school of prayer. And indeed, there is a lot this prayer can teach us. It teaches us to pray to God the Father. It helps us to remember that He is our Father. He's not some sort of remote, uncaring deity. He loves us and He cares for us as His children. It also teaches us to pray to our Father who is in heaven. You know, God the Father is as close to us as it is possible to be, but He is in heaven too. And heaven is outside all of the stuff of this temporary world with all its pressures of time and all of this. God is outside of all of that. So we're taught about the comfort of God, about the Father's nearness, and also about His majestic power that goes so far beyond anything that we can even comprehend. Next, it teaches us to praise God. Hallowed is holy. God's name is holy, and we worship a holy God. This helps us to acknowledge how awesome God is and that we should serve Him every day. It also teaches us to desire the kingdom rule of God in our lives. As people of faith, we have given our life to God and He is our Lord, our ruler, our sovereign. Then it teaches us that we should seek for His will to be done on earth, in our lives and in the lives of others too. And it also teaches us to trust God to supply our daily bread, our daily needs. Now, I know that sometimes that can be hard, but Jesus taught us to pray this way. We should also pray for those around us to have their daily bread, their daily needs met as well. And then it teaches us a really big lesson: to seek God's forgiveness, something all of us need every day. But then it reminds us that we have to forgive others too. Indeed, we cannot enjoy the forgiveness of God while holding grudges and a bitter spirit towards other people. Then it teaches us to reject the temptations of sin that we all face and to be devoted to God. It reminds us that there is an enemy who tempts us and he doesn't love us like God does. You know, the Lord's Prayer is not a very long prayer, but it is so powerful. But prayer isn't something that we should feel intimidated by. You don't have to be shy or hesitant in your prayers. The Bible tells us that we can come to God in prayer with a confident spirit. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Prayer is meant to be a time to find true help from our willing Father, who is able to give us what we need. At the throne of God, we will find these two essential things that give prayer such great power. The first is grace, God's favour which we cannot earn. And the second is mercy. God withholds what we really deserve and is compassionate with us. So I need to ask, do you need to pray about something right now? Maybe someone you know or love is COVID-19 positive and needs healing. Perhaps a family you know is struggling with losing a job and still providing for their children. It could be that you or someone you know has become fearful and anxious in this pandemic. Or maybe you or someone you know is struggling mentally and needs help. Perhaps someone you know is lost and needs Jesus. Or is it that you need the courage to continue, the strength to carry on, the assurance of a loving Saviour? Whatever it is, pray. There could be 1,000, even 10,000 reasons why we need to pray, and boy, sometimes it feels like there are. Just pray. Listen to the Bible with me now and come to the throne of grace to find help. Psalm chapter 50 verse 15 says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honour me." Think about your greatest need right now as we come to God in prayer. He hears us right now. This is a time for prayer. A virus which is so small we can't even see it without a microscope has caused distress around the globe. Many are struggling to find hope. They're living in discouragement. The troubles of loneliness, anger, stress, pain, disappointment, addiction. All of these things are leading people to lives of despair. Yet there is one thing I know. When we can give all of this to God who hears and moves, we can experience peace. Listen once more to the word of God. Talk about how prayer blesses prayerful people. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 7 tells us this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. You know, the more we go through this time, the more I find I have to keep on giving all of my worries and cares to God. And how do we do this? In prayer. We lay all our problems at his feet and ask him to relieve our worried hearts. I want to ask you another question now about prayer. Are you praying about this virus? About our community? About our families? We should be. Please do. This really is a time for prayer. Then Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Ask someone you know who prays much. They'll tell you about this verse. Everything we worry about should become a prayer. When we turn it over to God and thank him, something amazing happens. Peace that passes understanding will guard our hearts and our minds. We can be tired, we can be weary, we can be an emotional mess. But after spending time alone with God, we will find that he renews our spiritual energy, our power and our strength. We may not understand where that peace comes from, but we know that God's promise is that he can give it to us. This is a time when we need peace. This is a time for prayer. So folks, please, I urge you, keep on praying. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 to 18 tells us that we should pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We may be tempted to stop praying if we see nothing happening as a result of our prayer, or it seems that things get even worse than they were before, or even that so much time goes by that it seems our request has fallen on deaf ears. But there are three answers to prayer. The first is yes, and praise God for the yeses of prayer. Somebody once said, all I know is that when I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't pray, they don't happen. Keep on praying so the coincidences keep on coming. The second answer is no. Not every prayer we pray is in our best interest. Sometimes we just have to accept that God knows best. And if the answer is a no, praise God that he has given us a clear answer. And finally, there's later. And this is often the hardest answer for all of us. Just wait. God knows what is best, and he also knows when is best. An old Bible scholar called E.M. Bounds said, God shapes the world by prayer. The more praying there is in the world, the better the world will be. The mightier the forces against evil. Is God shaping your world by prayer? Our world really needs his mighty power to battle this virus and all the struggles that go along with it. So finally, let me give you one more encouragement to pray. Prayer teaches us to lean more on the Lord. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 says what? It says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Lean on his understanding. It is so much better than yours or mine. Oh, folks, this really is a time for prayer. All we have to do is take it to God. All we have to do is talk to him. Pray. 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 So with that in mind, as we finish now, let us pray together. Let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now, as we bring our service to a close, let's pray again. Lord God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your amazing love for us, displayed in the grace and mercy that you give to us. Lord, for each one of us, would you help us to come to you in prayer more? That we would know the real intimacy of relationship that comes through spending time with you in prayer. Father, you are sovereign, you are Lord, you are outside of time and space, yet you are closer to each one of us than we can understand. Lord, even in the midst of this pandemic, reign in our lives. Work in and through us for the sake of your kingdom. And Father, give us your peace. The peace that is beyond our understanding. The peace that brings calm even in the fiercest storm. Lord God, together we pray for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. That we would see your healing hand at work in our world. However that happens. Lord, we pray that your will be done here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Amen.